How to Neighbors, Ron Hayes. Beef Buzzing with you today. Looking at the cattle on feed numbers from this last Friday after this.
When you think of a metal building, does something ordinary come to mind? If it does, then you aren't thinking a Mueller custom building. With our in-house engineers ready to design complex projects, we think beyond the normal standard of metal buildings. From something as simple as adding a lean-to for your boat or RV to designing a 3-in-1 home, workshop, and storage facility, we manufacture your building to suit your needs. And the customization doesn't stop at design. Mueller offers more than 30 designer colors to get the look you desire, along with a 30-year limited paint warranty to get the peace of mind you deserve. Our highly trained sales staff is here for you, offering face-to-face customer service at 29 locations across the Southwest. Go online at MuellerInc.com to find a branch near you. And while you're there, view our extensive photo gallery, which shows how Mueller thinks outside the metal box. Give us a call at 877-2-MUELLER to start your metal building or roofing project today. That's 877-268-3553.
This last Friday afternoon, USDA issuing their regular monthly cattle on feed numbers. And Tom Leffler joining us. Tom Leffler with Leffler Commodities, talking with our own Ed Richards about what he sees in the report.
Well, we saw the on feed come in exactly as expected, a 2% increase over what it was a year ago. We have 11.48 million head of cattle on feed. This is now 23 straight months of on-feed numbers being larger than what they were a year ago, almost two straight years of this taking place. Now, we also saw this being the largest April on-feed of the past 4 years, but is also the smallest on-feed number for the year 2012. Now, we saw the three-year average. This is running 4% above the three-year average as far as the on-feed number. And when you look at the major states, Nebraska showed a 6% increase. Texas was unchanged, and Kansas was down 1% versus a year ago on-feed. The placement number, slightly higher than the estimate was looking for, came in at 94%. They was looking for 92.3%. That meant we placed 1.79 million head of cattle. Nebraska saw an increase over a year ago of 13%. Kansas was down 10%, and Texas down 12%. Now, this is the smallest March placement of the past 4 years. We saw it 3.5% below both the 3- and 5-year average. Now, when you look at the weight breakdown, under 600-pound category increased by 2.6%. 6- to 690-pound category was down 16.7%, 700 to 799-pound category down 15.1%, and 800-plus up 2.9%. Now, when we looked at the marketings, it came in slightly larger than expected at 96%. They was looking for 94.5%. The marketings equaled 1.918 million head of cattle. Nebraska saw an increase of 7% over a year ago this time. Kansas was down 9%, and Texas down 13%.
Tom Leffler with Leffler Commodities. Now, we also have the Oklahoma numbers that he did not mention. We might give those to you briefly. 320,000 head on feed as of April 1 of this year. That's off 10% from a year ago, 6% from the previous month. Placements during March, 56,000 head, down 25% from 1 year ago. Marketing, 74,000 head, off 5% from the same month 1 year ago. The numbers for Oklahoma from USDA's cattle on feed numbers from this last Friday. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Neighbors or friends at Express Ranches have got their fourth grass time sale coming up April 27th. That's a Friday at 12 noon. A great set of cattle are going to be there, including 130 Angus bulls, which will include 28 sons of Consensus 7229. They'll also have 142 registered Angus pairs and fall bred cows and fancy commercial heifers. For more information, you can go to expressranches.com or give them a call, 800-664-3977, Express Ranches. Previous Beef Buzz shows up on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. Click on the Beef Buzz button on the left-hand side of any page. I'm Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.